Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Joined now by Rick Dennison, senior offensive assistant, your second season with the Saints in that role, but yet there's a lot of changes on that side of the football, coaching-wise. What's it been like? What's these first few months been like?
Well, it's been jam-packed with things to do. You know, with Clint, you know, I haven't been coached with him in a couple different spots. I kind of know where he wants to go, so we're just trying to get everything in, get everybody up to speed as far as coaches, and just make sure we put all the work in necessary now so that when we get to training camp, everybody's ready to roll.
Coach, when you talk about just a system and, you know, whether it's this system or, you know, another system, having the ability to be able to run gap scheme as well as zone scheme and having the players that are comfortable running that, how much of that is what you want to be able to have guys that can do? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I know. And I think that they're in any, you know, system, quote-unquote system you have or any playbook you have, there's plenty of room for both.
Correct.
I mean, certainly you get three techniques coming upfield, attacking your guards. It's hard to run a zone. So mm-hmm. You got to double down every once in a while, use your gap schemes, pin and pull. Mm-hmm. You know, so we try and do a little bit of everything and make sure that we keep the defense kind of off balance, if it will. So they have to protect the whole 55 and, you know, 100 yards long. So.
Correct. From an offensive line standpoint, looking at it to be able to having your center be the leader of that group, and now he is going to make a call. All the other four guys, but total five, being on the same page, how important is that, as well as for him having a pretty good understanding of what the quarterback wants to do or wants that group to do as well?
He certainly is the leader. You know, we all march to his orders. So we'll give him a set of parameters, like this is what we need you to do. This is the calls. If the mic is in this situation, we need to do that. And then everybody's just got to fall into place. And he ties both sides together. So center is a big piece, you know, and Eric's, you know, we're looking forward to working with Eric. He's done a great job the years. You know, I remember when he came out, I loved mm-hmm. him too. I think he can do anything we ask him to, and I think the guys kind of respond to him and his leadership. So we're looking forward to having that at work.
You've had 18 Pro Bowlers as far as coaching. A third of that has been along the offensive line, an area, and certainly with this team, with Ryan Ramczyk, I'm not sure, Trevor Penning and his growth, and so I would imagine that would be very important this offseason.
Oh, yeah, it is. And, you know, really looking forward to working, you know, they're just working out right now. And John and I are, you know, I've worked with John before, and we're on the same page of what we require and what we'll ask. And we're really looking forward to working with these guys and hoping, you know, we'll add a couple guys in the draft and get a good group, get the best five out there and work together. But at the Deuce's point, you know, the center is the one. We feel like we've got that. Let's just add people around him and help the quarterback. You know, we got to run the ball well, keep him off balance, and then let him make his plays when he needs to.
Coach, I know how it used to be, and I'm curious to if it's still that way. Even though you know certain teams, they may not have all of their personnel, but if they have the system, the head coach, are you guys already starting to look at some of those things and start to break it down and kind of say, hey, look, this may be the base. It may change by the time we play them in X, whenever that is, but we're going to start setting up the base so it's not all cram.
Correct.
Once game week comes. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, that does. And you know, we're got the wheels motion in motion. We're trying to get some of that done, just like you said. Mm-hmm. When we get into the season, you know, there's some back in the back pocket, and we know what we want to do, you know. But some of that also is what I was just upstairs there's doing. You know, that between John's years and my years, we might have 10 years of run and pass.
Correct.
In tape, and we're trying to blend that together to put that system with, you know, what Clint did last year with San Francisco, what he's done with us in the past, you know, certainly John's done the stuff at San Francisco. So we're taking a little bit of this and a little bit of that and trying to blend it in. But, you know, that's 10 years of tape. That's a lot of football plays right. to look at. But, you know, and then trying to put it in the verbiage that makes sense for all of us.
Well, it should be an interesting weekend. We appreciate your time. Rick Dennison, senior offensive assistant, and 14th pick tonight, and we'll see what happens from there.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. You never know how they're going to come off.
That's true.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.